Well, you buy a new phone or a computer, and you take your old one to a local recycler. It's the green thing to do, right? Well, it turns out a lot of those devices may not be getting recycled at all. The U.S. is the largest single producer of electronic waste, generating almost 8 million tons a year. And one man has made it his life's mission to track down what actually happens to our e-waste. Our EarthFix team checked it out, and Ken Christensen has our story.
We're on a plane headed to Hong Kong. Once in the air, most of the passengers fall fast asleep. But not Jim Puckett. He's got Wi-Fi on his laptop, his eyes are fixed to the screen. He zooms into a map dotted with little orange markers. He's charting a path for his next investigation.
Most of the public still thinks a recycler is a recycler and that they're going to recycle it right there in America. They have the right to know where their stuff goes.
Puckett's the founder of the Basel Action Network. It's an e-waste watchdog group in Seattle. They recently partnered with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and put GPS tracking devices in 200 old computers, printers, and TVs. Then they dropped them off in locations across the country, at recycling facilities, donation centers, and electronics take-back programs.
And the little devices went out and spoke to us, saying, "This is where I am."
Around a third of the tracked electronics were exported. Of those, most ended up in Hong Kong. Now Puckett is following those devices halfway around the world to see what happens to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hong Kong.
Puckett has been investigating e-waste for almost 20 years. In 2001, he uncovered a town in China that's become known as the world's electronics graveyard. He produced a documentary that showed residents cooking electronics to extract metals like gold and copper, poisoning themselves and their environment. In response to Puckett's film, the Chinese government cracked down. But now, years later, the problem has popped up in rural Hong Kong.
Sure enough, it's still going on. This is really a dirty little secret.
Turn right onto Tin Fog Road.
The next morning, Puckett drives out to a border region between Hong Kong and mainland China. Paved streets give way to rutted dirt roads. He looks down at those little orange dots on his map. Each one represents a location where tracked electronics ended up. He follows the signals on his GPS tracking device.
Yeah, we're getting the closest we've been. 100 feet away. 80, 77 feet, 73.
Yep.
Let me just, stop, and I'll just look through the fence.
Puckett peeks through a crack in the wall.
Oh my God. We gotta get in there.
Losai!
That's Dong Xia Su, our translator. She tells a man on the other side of the fence that they want to buy old printers. The door opens. It's an open-air dirt lot about the size of a gymnasium. We follow a path around mountains of printers, piled 15 feet high.
Look at this toner.
Old printers contain toner dust, a possible carcinogen. About 10 workers use power drills to dismantle them. They're not wearing face masks. Their aprons are caked with black printer dust. Puckett says in the past, this area served as a gateway to mainland China.
It was a staging place for repackaging and putting things on smaller trucks for smuggling into mainland.
Now, the hazardous waste is ending up here. Workstations are littered with broken fluorescent glass tubes. Each contains mercury vapor.
This is one of the more toxic metals. This is a concern when they were taking apart these LCD screens and breaking them right in front of their faces and breathing in the mercury at that time.
Our translator talks to a worker.
I asked him that if he knows the wipe tubes are dangerous. He has no idea.
Puckett enters a quiet section of another e-waste warehouse. He finds electronics with labels from companies in Washington State and Oregon.
It's getting close to home here. Jeez.
The next box reveals a company even closer to home.
This is Total Reclaim. This is Seattle. Look at this. Earth Day Recycling. Total Reclaim's logo all over it.
Total Reclaim is one of the largest electronics recyclers in the Northwest. They handle e-waste from the city of Seattle, King County, the University of Washington, and the state of Washington, among others. It has a strict no-export policy. So how did this happen? The owners of Total Reclaim, Craig Lorch and Jeff Zirkel, declined to participate in a recorded interview. But in a phone call, Lorch said, quote, "Our stuff was over there, and we take responsibility for that." He said their LCD TVs ended up in Hong Kong because the company is struggling financially. It's harder than ever to make money in the recycling business. Commodities like steel, copper, and plastic are losing value. It's simply more profitable to send electronics overseas. Total Reclaim isn't alone. In all, the investigation found that 70 U.S. recyclers took in electronics that ended up in China, Thailand, Pakistan, Taiwan, Mexico, and Kenya. But most of the tracked devices went to the junkyards of rural Hong Kong.
These e-waste yards tend to operate in a shady manner.
Jackson Lau is the head of Hong Kong's Recycling Association. He says exporters often mislabel electronics as raw plastics or as reusable electronics to get through customs.
Hong Kong government should try harder to enforce strict regulations to ban illegal e-waste, as well as enlist the help from other countries who exported it.
The United States is the only developed country that hasn't ratified an international treaty to stop first world countries from dumping hazardous e-waste on developing nations. Washington and Oregon have some of the most comprehensive e-waste laws in the country. They collect fees from electronics manufacturers to subsidize recycling. But states don't have jurisdiction to ban exports.
Flat-screened pieces, just dumped.
As long as market forces are driving recyclers to export, Jim Puckett is fighting an uphill battle.
I'll just keep going until we solve it. We got to keep going.
Without a federal law banning the export of e-waste, there's little incentive for the industry to change. I'm Ken Christensen in Hong Kong.
This story was co-reported by Katie Campbell from our EarthFix team. You'll find a video report from their trip to Hong Kong and much more on our website at kuow.org.